From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called Through the Cross to the Crown. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, With Me Wherever I Am. The text is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 17. The Lord will be with you. This was a great mercy for Jehoshaphat, for a great multitude had come out against him. And it will be a great mercy for me, for I have great need, and I have no might or wisdom. If the Lord be with me, it matters little who may desert me. If the Lord be with me, I shall conquer in the battle of life, and the greater my trials, the more glorious will be my victory. How can I be sure that the Lord is with me? For certain he is with me, if I am with him. If I trust in his faithfulness, believe his words, and obey his commands, he is assuredly with me. If I am on Satan's side, God is against me, and cannot be otherwise. But if I live to honor God, I may be sure that he will honor me. I am quite sure that God is with me if Jesus is my sole and only Savior. If I have placed my soul in the hands of God's only begotten Son, then I may be sure that the Father will put forth all his power to preserve me, that his Son may not be dishonored. Oh, for faith to take hold upon the short but sweet text for today. O Lord, fulfill this word to thy servant. Be with me in the house, in the street, in the field, in the shop, in company, and alone. Be thou also with all thy people.
Save me such confiding for
Among the great classics of Christian literature, A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God is remarkable for its impact on the lives of countless believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The product of a lifelong passion for knowing God in an intimate, soul-refreshing relationship, this small volume exposes the roadblocks that keep us from fully knowing God, reveals our responsibility of the pursuit, and ultimately leads us into the very presence of God Himself. Some of the chapter titles include Following Hard After God, Restoring the Creator-Creature Relation, and The Sacrament of Living. As you read and study Tozer's penetrating insights, you will learn the meaning of Paul's words in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know Him. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer complete reprints of this timeless devotional help free of charge. For your copy of The Pursuit of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of The Pursuit of God, and we'll be glad to provide it. In this message entitled Through the Cross to the Crown, the focus continues to be upon verses 39 and 40 of Hebrews chapter 11. In the previous message, Dr. Cairns had dealt with the theological or doctrinal principles set forth in the text. Now, he's presenting the devotional principles found in these verses. In commencing this message, Dr. Cairns dealt first of all with the testimony of faith. True saving faith is absolutely essential before anyone can live rightly before God. Today, he moves on to the trial of faith. There is no question but that the Old Testament saints believed intensely in God's promise of a Messiah. Yet, they did not see the fulfillment of that promise. An important lesson here is that faith does not necessarily receive what we want when we want it. Now, here is Dr. Cairns to continue this message called Through the Cross to the Crown.
The testimony of faith. These all having obtained a good report through faith. The words obtained a good report, literally translated, would say, these all were borne witness to by faith. Now let me emphasize something. If you forget all that I would say, let this be lodged in your heart and in your mind. Obviously, it is absolutely vital to have this report, to have this witness. I say it's absolutely vital because remember, this is the great faith chapter in the Bible. How does it start? Verse 2. By faith the elders obtained a good report. By faith the elders were witnessed to by faith. Now then, we come to the end of the chapter. And how does it end? All these were borne witness to by faith. In other words, the Holy Spirit has taken up the same thought at the beginning of the chapter and the end of the chapter. These, if you would want it, these would form the two outside ends of the sandwich. Everything else is the meat in the middle. But here you have what God wants you to start understanding as you commence reading the chapter. Here's what he wants you to continue understanding as you finish reading the chapter. It is having a good report by faith. When you look at this chapter, see where faith operates. It operates in every area of the life of the individual, but it operates in the light of the brevity of time and the transience of time, the certainty of eternity and the eternal purpose of God. All those things are very, very clearly laid out in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, your faith is important. Having a personal faith in Jesus Christ is vitally important, absolutely important. When you think, I am a child of time, but I'm going to live for eternity. The things that men count important, they're here today and they're gone tomorrow. The things that men sell their soul to obtain, well, never be held by them for more than a day or two. And soon they're going to be launched out into God's eternity. And all the things that people lay so much store by are going to appear as nothing. What will great learning mean if after it all you go to hell? It was Billy Sunday who put it in his own inimitable way. And he said, I would rather be in heaven reading my ABCs than to be in hell reading Greek. And he was right. What does great learning matter? Now, I'm not against people spending good time and effort learning, especially if their learning is going to be subject to the Word of God. But if you don't know Christ, your learning's nothing. What do great possessions matter? I was talking to our brother Mark Allison just the other day about a man back in Northern Ireland. I think when he died recently, I was talking about him because I thought I had only ever over there met one millionaire in my life, and I'd forgotten about this fella. I said, no, this was the richest man I think I've ever met. Probably when he died, he left about $100-200 million. Now, that'll get you a hamburger or two if you go to McDonald's. But he died. And how much did he leave? He left it all. He left it all. So, what do great possessions mean in the light of eternity? What does great acclaim in the eyes of the world mean in the light of eternity? What would it matter if you've gained the roll of honor on earth, but your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Oh, that we would learn this. There is only one report that is of surpassing importance. There is only one witness that can be borne to you that means anything in the light of eternity, and it is this report of faith, the testimony of faith. This man has a witness born to him that he's a child of God, he's born again, he's washed in the blood, he belongs to Christ, he's saved. That's the thing that's important, to be rightly related to God through Jesus Christ. You see, our faith does bear witness. It bears witness not only to us about God. It does that, but it bears witness to God about us. Whether you have faith in Christ or not will say a lot about you. It will reveal what's in your heart. If you have faith, it reveals your real heart. It reveals and demonstrates your relationship with the Lord. If you have faith in Christ, it will tell a lot about your view of God, and it certainly will bring to light your estimate of the real value of things. It will set eternity and the things of God in the place of primary importance. Faith bears a testimony. Now I want to ask you, before we proceed, do you have this witness? What is recorded against your name in heaven? What has God to say about you? That you were baptized? I hope you have something better than that for heaven. There are baptized people in hell. That you're a Baptist or a Presbyterian or a Methodist, plenty of those in hell. That you're good and moral and upright, so was Nicodemus, but Jesus said you must be born again, Nicodemus. What has God to say about you? Is there a report in heaven, this man, this woman, this young person is a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ? Make sure today you have the testimony of faith. How can you have it? Dr. Barrett was reading this morning from John chapter 6. Jesus said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Notice the force of the words. All that the Father giveth me. There is an innumerable company. All that the Father giveth me, they shall come to me. There is an undoubted certainty. But notice what he says. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And there is an eternal impossibility. When a sinner comes to Christ, He says, I will never cast them out. And the force of the words originally is a piling of negative power. I will not. No, I will not cast them out. How can you then have this testimony of faith? Jesus Christ is evidently set forth before you in the Scriptures, the Son of God and the Son of Man, the Savior of sinners. He who came into the world born of a virgin, lived without sin, fulfilling the law of God, went to the cross of Calvary, shed his precious blood to make atonement for our souls, satisfied God, paid the price of our redemption, rose again the third day from the dead in token of that finished work and in token of our justification. And from the throne of heaven he says, whosoever will, let him come and take and drink of this water of life freely. And any sinner who will come to Christ will be received by Christ and have that testimony of faith that he's saved. Have you that testimony? Let me strongly urge you, don't even wait to the end of this service. But where you're sitting at this very moment, lift your heart to God in prayer. If you're not a Christian, and cry, Lord, save me, I'm perishing. Let not another second go by without calling on God for mercy. And obtain that testimony through faith in Christ that you are saved by grace on the merit of his blood. The testimony of faith. But the text speaks of the trial of faith. Watch it carefully. These obtained a good report through faith, but we read they received not the promise. That is the fulfillment of the great promise. I have already described to you what those words entail. Now, clearly the faith of Hebrews chapter 11 is not a laid back sort of. I mean, this faith was so intense that people gave up fortunes. Moses gave up a place in a royal palace. Some scholars believe he gave up even a possibility of the throne. Moses gave up a life of ease for a life of affliction. He was willing to die rather than to give up faith in Christ. This was an intense thing. And it was based upon the promise of God. God held out Christ before these people. I want you never to forget that. Running throughout all the Old Testament, this is where so many people go wrong. They don't see Christ in the Old Testament. Running throughout the Old Testament, you have this line, God set Christ before these people. He set the promise of the Redeemer, that Christ would come and them. He showed the glory that would follow. And they were longing for that day. That was their great desire. But they didn't see it. Many of them failed the Lord in various ways, but notwithstanding those failings, these people in Hebrews 11 were a people who were fully committed to living in the light of the promise of God, and yet they did not receive the promise. Now that tells you something very, very important. And if you learn this, I'm not going to say it's going to make life all a bed of roses and dead easy, but it will help you through various crises. And it's this: faith, true faith, Bible-based faith, God-given faith, faith that will yet be fully vindicated, faith does not necessarily obtain what you want when you want it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.